Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill North. Batting second. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting third. The DH, Don Baylor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Rudy. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Gene Tenarche. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Dick Bosman. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Jim Wolford. Batting second. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Stinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek misplays the ball. That's an error on Potek. Campaneris moves to second. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wolford. Rudy reaches second base with a double. Campaneris scores. Baylor goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. There's the throw to third and Rudy is out for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Washington for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. McRae reaches second base with a double. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ten Arche scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stinson for the out. McRae moves to third. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Patek reaches second base with a double. McRae scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bossman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-1 in the game. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-1 in the game. Wolford takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wolford. The throw from Haney and he is out, Garner applying the tag. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2. And the Royals won. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor strikes out. One out. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McRae hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of North. McRae reaches second base with a double. Mayberry moves to third. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rudy. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Mayberry scores. McRae scores. It's 3-2, Royals. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cowens moves to third. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Stinson hits a pop-up towards short. Campanera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Todd now pitching. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens scores. It's 4-2, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Patek. The throw from Haney and he is out, Garner applying the tag. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Rudy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0 for 1 in the game. Tenarche hits a line drive into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 1 in the game. Garner hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wolford hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Otis strikes out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 2 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0 for 1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White misplays the ball. That's an error on White. Larry Lentz pinch runs for Larry Haney. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lentz. The throw from Stinson and he is safe. Lentz steals second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. North takes first base on ball 4. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris bunts towards first. Mayberry scoops it up and throws to first, with White covering, for the out. Lentz moves to third. North moves to second. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lentz scores. North scores. It's Athletics, 4, Royals, 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Jeff Newman now catching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 doubles. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae moves to second. Bob Stinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Stinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes McRae trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Cowens moves to third. Stinson moves to second. 2 outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Potek is walked intentionally. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Stinson scores. Potek moves to second. It's 6-to-4, Royals. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wolford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Potek scores. White moves to second. It's 7-to-4, Royals. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Campaneris fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 0-for-2 in the game. Bando hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-to-5, Royals. Gene Tenarche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tenarche is 0-for-2 in the game. Tenarche hits a line drive into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-2 in the game. Garner hits a fly ball into left field. Wolford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Athletics 5. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett moves to third. Mayberry moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards first. 10 Arche fields it and throws to home to get Brett. Mayberry moves to third. McRae moves to second. One out. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Bob Stinson. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is called out on strikes. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Potek hits a fly ball into center field. North settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Buck Martinez now catching. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. North hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes North. The throw from Martinez and he is safe. North steals second. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Athletics 5. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Wolford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wolford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wolford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. 10 Arche settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bando hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Bando reaches second base with a double. Gene 10 Arche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. 10 Arche is 0 for 3 in the game. 10 Arche is called out on strikes. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bando moves to third. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 3 in the game. Garner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams pinch hits for Jeff Newman. Steve Mingori now pitching. Ken McMullen pinch hits for Billy Williams. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Oakland Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.